it is likely that within another 3 or 4 weeks or so, that we will have lit up this end of the valley pretty well, all the way from Willie P all the way out to, you know, maybe Alpine, if we're lucky, and in that general direction through Fairlawn, et cetera, across the city of Patterson, a little piece of Passaic, et cetera. So it's getting there, pretty exciting. Anyway, anybody have any questions about this or others that want to bring up a new topic?
K2BAR, K2OBD. I have a quick question for anybody that you want to answer. I'm currently running off of HD. I'm not looking to purchase my first base station radio, and I'm seriously considering a Camwood TMZ71A. Would anybody have any comparable recommendations for a radio, a dual band radio that you can learn that they could recommend?
The TMZ71A is a good radio. No question about it. Very, very nice. Dual band, simultaneous receive. It does pack it. I think it has an Echolink connector on the back, if I recall, doesn't it? Pretty neat stuff for APRS and for packet, for all kinds of things. Over.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your input, and I'll probably proceed to make this purchase sometime in the very near future.
One inside the other, and again, one 7/8, 2-inch, whatever, it's all good. I find 1 7/8 better because that way for things that are 2-inch spacing, you're not, you know, scraping the U-bolts across the, you know, across the pipe.
I appreciate your input, and I will absolutely take that into consideration as I look to expand my, you know, my antenna.
Yeah, the only problem is getting at home the 24-foot piece of top rail from a Venn's company. You end up putting it on top of your roof rack, and you have to have a pretty long car, and not to mention lots of little red or orange flags on it to, you know, make it happen. But you put it on a roof rack of a van or something, you know, it's pretty long, and just find the most local fence place, just get a 24-foot piece of top rail, as I said, along with a shorter piece, and swage, just drill it, pin it, screw your antenna on top of it, and bracket or brace it, and away you go. Remember the first time I did that, I had a sturdy fence post in the ground, and what I did was I simply lashed it to this 8 foot four. It was a 12 foot 4x4, but 4 feet of it was in the ground, and so I just literally lashed it to the 4x4 and stood up there for years. I mean, years and years and years. And in fact, I have a mast in the back of my property that's 15 feet that's on top of, let me drop it, I have a 15 foot mast on top of 20 feet of Rhone 25 that holds up the end of the dipole, and it's, you know, the mast is not very sturdy, it's some really thinner gauge, like, you know, 1¼ inch aluminum, but really thin wall aluminum, and I'm thinking of replacing the whole Magilla with, you know, 40 feet of fence rail. And but I would probably use 3-inch fence rail in my case, and which is ridiculous for what you're trying to do. It wouldn't work. The brackets won't fit around it. But in my case, I'm just holding up the end of a dipole in the back corner of my property, and that would probably be a simplification that I could live with just happily and cheerfully. But we'll see. We'll see. I just may stick, as I mentioned before, 1 7/8 piece of fence rail inside the to replace the mast that's there on top of the Rhone. So either or, I might do that. It's, I mean, it bends, it's seamed, it's all kinds of stuff. But for the price and for the effort, it's just fine. It really works great. And again, you're not overloading it. You're putting an X50 on there, not an EME satellite array, or EME moon bounce array, I should say. Anybody else? WTTTKGBR. All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you for your participation tonight. It's been a very pleasant net. It's our second net of the coming back after a little hiatus. And it proved to be good. We went an hour and a half, which is almost an hour and a half. That's pretty good. No complaints here. All right. I want to thank everyone again. NJSHO, W2JEK, WA2ISC, KD2BKD, K2OFC, K2OAI, and KD2OBB. This is Gordon W2DDD, K2BAR. We'll see you maybe at the transmitter hunt on Sunday. If not, maybe we'll see you soon. Take care and God bless. This is W2TTTK2B Air Closing Station.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151. 1.4. NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.